It's never easy against Georgia. Dennis's teams play hard. They play physically, and they certainly made shots today. And so it made it a lot more difficult than obviously we would have liked, but we expected it to be difficult. We got on a little bit of an offensive roll there in the second half, I thought, and because of their lack of numbers, I thought maybe we were able to wear them down there as we went into the last 10 minutes of the game. But I was pleased with the second half. Wasn't, you know, too pleased with the first half. But I thought we had a much better look to us. I thought we had a much better defensive intensity in the second half than we did in the first.
Coach, was it a matter of maybe looking a little bit ahead to Tuesday?
No, we've got a ton of respect for Georgia. They've slapped us on a couple of occasions that it really made a damaging difference in our season, and never discussed the next game. Our total focus and energy was on Georgia, and the reason that we didn't play well had a lot to do with Georgia, because they outplayed us for the most part in the first half, and it didn't have to do with anything other than the fact that Georgia was a little better than we were in the first half.
Kevin, you haven't had many games where Shane and Red both had these kind of offensive games together. When this happens, what kind of dimension does it give you guys, and what did you see today that, where else does it take you guys offensively when they're both shooting like that?
Well, Shane missed several open threes, but he was obviously phenomenal offensively, especially in the second half. But Red, when Red shoots like that, then it gives us a big shot in the arm, because now things open up for AJ inside, so it was good to see those guys both play like that and get on that kind of roll. And I thought Red had it really going behind the arc, and Shane had it going inside the arc. So again, second half we didn't stand quite as much. We didn't hold the ball. We moved it, and we moved ourselves, and that's the key for us running good offense.
Kevin, it looked like Shane scored from some different spots on the floor than maybe we've been used to seeing him score from. Was that part of some things you all did this week?
Oh, I hope it's something that we've done over the course of time. I hope that over the course of time we've made him a little bit more difficult to guard. Shane's a very good cutter, very good screener. So when we get the other four guys activated on offense, then Shane can usually free himself either with a back cut or by virtue of a screen or setting a screen, he can free somebody else. And people play him so tightly that I think he's learned how to play with that kind of attention given to him, and sometimes that how to play has to be setting great screens, finishing your cut. Even though you know you're not going to get the ball, you finish your cut with good speed, and now that frees somebody else up because the attention of the defense is on you. Shane's a good player without the ball, and that's really important for our team.
Looked like you posted him over. He was posted up, maybe it was just in the offense.
Yeah, I think he received a back screen in our motion offense, and he ran in there, and Ross found him. Again, he just kind of had it going. He when he gets that look like he had in the second half, he was running around trying to find it. And when he gets going like that, then usually things are pretty good.
Kevin, Red today shot the lights out. And the temptation sometimes is when you get a lot of shots and maybe take some bad ones. Just talk about his decision-making, having an opportunity with the ball in his hands so much to take a lot of shots, yet run the offense the way he did today.
Well, I think that when you look down, and Red had four assists and one turnover. And by the way, towards the end of the game, wasn't that the prettiest offensive possession you guys have ever seen? We worked on that yesterday. That was if we could have scored on that possession, that would have been the all-time ugliest possession ever that resulted in a basket. But anyway, I just thought about that. Red is playing under control, and he's taking better care of the ball, and that being under control for us is why we had six turnovers today. In the last six games now, we're averaging less than 11 turnovers a game. And so Red's development, his maturity, his play has certainly been a key reason why we've been able to win these last six.
Coach, aside from the offensive possession, would you say your ball club's playing the kind of basketball needs to, four games left, to make a deep run in the postseason?
I think as a coach you always want more. I'd like to stand up here and be Mr., gleeful and jolly and all of that. But there are too many things that I see in us still that have to be bettered in order for us to make that kind of a run. Now, again, I'm talking about small margin things. I'm talking about, better cutting, more better screening. We've consistently, the last five games before today, really been at good intensity defensively, but I thought that sagged a little bit today. I thought our rebounding effort the first half was pretty good, and I didn't think our rebounding effort was so hot in the second half. And so there's too many dips. As a coach, what you want is consistency. You want to know what to expect. We're getting there. We're better than we were a month ago. So that's a good thing.
Kevin, when you say you're getting there, one way or the other, you're going to be playing a top five team Tuesday night, whatever happens with them tonight. But are you guys getting there to where you can play a team like
that? I don't know. We'll see. They're awfully good. And for them to only have one conference loss is proof of that. So we'll see. I don't know if we're ready for that yet or not. We'll have to find out on Tuesday.
Kevin, talk about Alex's growth as a leader this year.
He's always been a great team guy. He's always been a guy that is all about the team and he's been a good leader for us for the last couple of years but where his growth has occurred the most, I think, in the last month or so is just in his play. He's just gotten better as a player, and the better he plays, the better he can lead, and the more effective he is at everything he does for us. So, we're happy with this win. We did not expect this to be easy. We were very worried about this game as a coaching staff, and we're really pleased with our team's effort and pleased with the way that it turned out. Thank you. Go ahead.
But you had said Thursday that you were concerned with your team offensively. Did the second half kind of address some of that?
Well, I think that we had some really good possessions in the second half. The second half was, you make seven threes out of 12 in the second half, and everything's going to look better. So, now sometimes it was a case of us getting down in transition and finding the open guy, and Red would knock it in, or Shane would knock it in, or whatever. But certainly how we played in the second half is more along the lines of how I want us to play offensively. Whether or not that means we've turned a corner or not, I would say, quite honestly, probably not. We just made more shots, but we're getting closer. We've got a chance here. We've got a chance if we can keep these guys going. I mean, when you look and you have 29 and 23 with your two leading scorers, and yet you still have two other guys in double figures and one guy at nine, that's a real good sign. And I thought AJ had a good day. And AJ's play is really critical. For us, he's got to be a guy as we go down the stretch here. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.